Good morning. Time to take a look at sports brought to you by Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Thursday night featured sectional championship softball around our area with a recap at the high school level. Here's WRCO's Michael Hernan.
Sectional championships from softball finished up Thursday night. Here are the aerial scores from sectional championships starting from Division 5. Number 1 Assumption shut out number 2 Hillsborough in 6 innings by a score of 10-0. Number 1 Oakfield takes care of business over number 2 Barneville 3-0. In Division 4, 2-seeded Cuba City is headed to state after beating 1-seeded Horicon 9-3. In Division 3, number 1 seed Broadhead defeats number 5 Adams Friendship 8-0. And in Division 2, number 2 seed Lake Mills defeats number 1 seed Mount Horeb 6-2. Baseball sectionals will take place Tuesday. Both sectional semifinals and finals take place on the same day in one location. Here are the aerial matchups starting in Division 4, Sectional 4 in Johnson Creek. Number 3 Oakfield will take on number 1 Johnson Creek. And number 5 Barneville will take on number 2 Pecatonica. Division 4, Sectional 3 in Blair Taylor. Number 4 DeSoto will take on number 2 Royal. And number 5 Eleva Strum will take on number 2 Pittsville. Division 3, Sectional 3 in Prairie du Chien. Number 2 Viroqua will take on number 1 Aquinas. And number 6 Marshall will take on number 5 New Glarus. And the Division 2, Sectional 3 in Portage. Number 2 Edgewood will take on number 1 Reedsburg. And number 2, Waupun, will take on number 1, Jefferson. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
The Milwaukee Brewers were 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position at one point in the seventh inning on Friday, but it turned into a great night. Christian Yelich tallied 5 hits and 5 runs knocked in, and he logged his 300th career double. Bryce Terang, William Contreras, and Sal Frelick chipped in 3 hits apiece to transform early frustration into an easy 12-5 win over the Chicago White Sox in interleague play at American Family Field on Friday. The Brewers banged out 23 hits. Now, that was not only a season high for the crew, but the most for any team in any game in the majors this season. Of those 23 hits, 18 were singles and none were home runs. And with finishing 9 of 27 with runners in scoring position, the Brewers set the high mark for the most official at-bats with runners in scoring position in any Major League game this season. Again, the Brewers pick up the win 12-5. Other interleague finals from last night, Atlanta doubled up on Oakland 4-2, Miami 8, Texas 2, Cleveland a 7-1 win over Washington, Toronto downed the Pirates of Pittsburgh 5-3, San Diego 11, Kansas City 8, and the Yankees a 6-2 win over San Fran. American League finals, Boston 7, Detroit 3, Baltimore 3-1 over Tampa Bay, Minnesota over Houston 6-1, Seattle 5, the Angels 4. National League Finals, Cincinnati 5-4 over the Cubs, Philadelphia over St. Louis 4-2. The Mets got by Arizona 10-9, and it was Colorado 4, the Dodgers 1. Finals from the WNBA from last night. Connecticut 2 better than Dallas 74-72. New York a 90-79 win over Washington. A big win for Atlanta over Las Vegas 78-74. And Minnesota stopped Phoenix 95-71. It won't happen anytime soon, but one of the newest Packers, running back Josh Jacobs, is trying to convince a former teammate to join him in Green Bay. Of course, wide receiver Davante Adams has a history in GB. Jacobs said he reached out to Adams asking, "You thinking about coming back?" The Packers don't have a true number one wide receiver right now, although there's a lot of pass-catching talent. Adams hasn't commented about the idea, though he has given quarterback Jordan Love positive reviews for his performance late last season. Badger football fans will have to embrace Friday night football this season. Camp Randall Stadium will be home to two games. Coach Luke Fickell's team opens the season on Friday, August 30th against Western Michigan. The other Friday game is the annual border battle against Minnesota. The Golden Gophers travel to UW-Madison for a game on Black Friday, November 29th. The scheduling is unusual, but not new. Wisconsin opened last season at Purdue, also on a Friday. The reconfiguration of the Kohl Center is going to unseat some season ticket holders for Badger men's basketball. That is being caused by changes being made for the hockey team. The width will be reduced from 97 to 85 feet. When it comes to basketball, that means 378 single seats will be replaced by 188 premium seats. Season ticket holders will have the opportunity to dig a little deeper and sit somewhere in the same part of the facility. The move is being made to generate more income for the UW Athletic Department. Mike Tyson's fight with Jake Paul has been postponed after the 57-year-old Tyson fell ill on an airline flight last weekend. Tyson and Paul say they'll announce a new date for their fight next week. They were scheduled to meet July 20th in Arlington, Texas. Tyson fell ill on a flight from Miami to L.A. on Sunday, and his flight was met by first responders. Tyson's camp attributed the episode to an ulcer problem. Tyson's camp also said his doctors had advised him to lay off any heavy training for the next few weeks. The 27-year-old Paul says he, quote, supports that decision. French authorities have handed preliminary terrorism charges to an 18-year-old accused of a plot targeting spectators attending Olympic soccer games. The man is accused of planning, quote, violent action on behalf of the Islamic State group's jihadist ideology. That's according to a statement released yesterday from the French National Counterterrorism Prosecutor's Office. The man, who was not identified, is behind bars in custody pending further investigation. Interior Minister Gerard Darmanin said in a statement earlier in the day that members of the General Directorate of Internal Security arrested an 18-year-old man from Chechnya on May 22nd on suspicion of being behind a plot to attack soccer events that will be held in the southern city of Saint-Étienne. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins scored two quick power play goals, Stuart Skinner stopped 19 shots, and the Edmonton Oilers beat the top-seeded Dallas Stars 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals to take a 3-2 series lead. There hadn't been a power play goal by either team in this series until Nugent-Hopkins scored on a rebound only 18 seconds after a penalty in the first period last night. That was 2 seconds longer than it took him for a score when the Oilers got a man advantage after a penalty just a minute into the second period. Game 6 is tomorrow in Edmonton, with the Oilers one win away from advancing to their first Stanley Cup final since 2006. A person familiar with the deal says the Sacramento Kings have agreed to an extension with coach Mike Brown to keep him under contract through the 26-27 season. The person told the Associated Press the two sides reached agreement on that extension Friday night. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the contract had not been announced by the team. ESPN first reported the deal and said Brown will get a $4 million raise up to $8.5 million for next season and $8.5 million a year for two additional seasons added to his previous deal. Brown has a current 94-70 record in two seasons with Sacramento. Simone Biles put herself in position to win a ninth national gymnastics title, stringing together four occasionally brilliant rotations to take a massive lead at the U.S. Championships. The 27-year-old, eyeing a third Olympic trip this summer, posted an all-around total of 60.450, the highest by any gymnast in the world since the beginning of 2022. It was also more than 3 points clear of Skye Blakely in second place at 57.050 and Kayla DiCello in third at 56.850. Biles posted the highest score on all four events, 2 months away from the women's all-around finals in Paris on August 1st. This is not the way Lexi Thompson wanted to end her 18 years on the women's U.S. Open circuit. She made four straight bogeys. She finished with a bogey for a 75 and will miss the cut. Thompson got emotional talking about a week in which she announced this will be her final year playing a full schedule. She was asked what she would tell her 12-year-old self now. Thompson talked about enjoying life, but she choked up with emotion and quietly said she wished she hadn't decided to talk. Thompson still doesn't know what she'll do next season. Nelly Korda making a 10 at the U.S. Women's Open was a surprise. Wenanji Maekai delivered another stunner at Lancaster Country Club. The 31-year-old Thai has never finished in the top 10 in her 20 major appearances, but she opened with four straight birdies. She matched the low round of the week with a 67, and now Maekai has a two-shot lead over Andrea Lee heading into the weekend. The weekend won't feature Korda. The world's number one player couldn't recover from an opening round of 80. Korda played two over the last 10 holes and missed the cut by two strokes. And President Joe Biden has broken an unofficial political rule about headwear when he helped celebrate the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs at the White House. He tried on the team helmet he received as a gift. The entire team attended Friday's celebration on the South Lawn. Many had hoped to see Taylor Swift, tight end Travis Kelce's girlfriend, but she was not there. Biden recognized the team for its come-from-behind overtime win over the San Francisco 49ers at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas in February. Kicker Harrison Butker, who made headlines by assailing some of Biden's policies during a commencement speech earlier this month, did accompany his teammates. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.